A boss babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Hey you guys, happy new year. First and foremost, it's Danielle here, co-founder of Boss Babe, and welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. So today is a Boss Babe business school episode, but just like every single approach we take when we're doing business, we really talk about the holistic approach. And I truly believe that one of the number one things that makes you really successful in business is really understand where you're going. But I also believe that if you want to understand where you're going, you really need to understand where you've been. And so this episode is the three likely reasons that you didn't hit your goals last year. And first and foremost, if you didn't hit them, that is okay. You're actually really not meant to hit every single goal. I feel like if you set goals that you're going to be able to hit every single year, then actually you're probably not stretching yourself enough. You're probably not pushing into the uncomfortable zone. And on my fridge, I have a magnet that says, shoot for the moon and you'll land in the stars. And I always really believe this with goal setting. But here on out, I'm going to actually start calling it a vision. And you're going to understand why. As I go through the three main reasons that I see why people don't hit their goals year on year and how you can avoid that and you can actually really make way more progress towards them, I want to be sharing with you all the things that I've learned along my journey. So we're going to go straight to the point because you know I don't like the fluff. I don't like the BS. I just want to give it you all the lessons that I've learned so you don't have to make the same mistakes I have. So first and foremost, the number one reason I think that people don't make the progress in a year that they want to is, like I said, they don't actually understand where they're starting. You have to look back before you can look forward. Think of this like setting your GPS in your car. It first asks you your current location, right? Before you even set your new location. Without both, it doesn't work. And the same thing applies with goals. You have to understand where you're at now to understand where you want to go. And I always review my life in 8 categories. You might have seen it utilized as the wheel of life before. I tweak the categories to, you know, suit me and my lifestyle. And I want to share those with you. So first and foremost, the reason that I recommend breaking your life down into sections is it feels a little bit more manageable. It feels a little bit more integrated and that you actually can start thinking about areas in your life where you already feel abundant, you already feel in flow, and other areas that might feel like they need a little bit more intention. So these are the 8 categories that I split my life into, and I review each one, rating it out of 10. Now, if you are listening to this, I'm going to put in the show notes a link so you can grab this Wheel of Life workbook so that you can actually do this exercise with me right now, or you can choose to do it at a later date. So the areas that I break down are personal growth. So I always really review how I felt confidence-wise this last year, how I felt about my achievements, how I have invested in my learning. And I review in this manner because it allows me to see as I go into 2023, am I already like at a good place with these bits, or do I need to be creating habits to move this forward? So right now, I would probably say my learning has really been about a 7 in 2021. I feel like I haven't invested as much as I want to in my reading time, in my mentorship. I actually do feel like I could be investing in this further. So I'm going to give it a 7, right? And then when I come to just fast forward a second and looking at my vision, I know that, okay, I'm going to create some habits around my personal reading. I'm going to seek out a mentor, et cetera, so that I can then nudge this higher into an 8, 9, and 10. So you can see how this is working, right? So if you haven't already, go print this out so you can do it with me. So personal growth, mine was a 7. I feel like I'm pretty confident. I've done a lot of work on that over the last 4 years. It has not been an easy journey for me. And I'll share some of those things that I've done in the next one. So the next part is self-care. This is where I really evaluate my mental health and my connection with my inner self. I'm going to be really honest and upfront with you guys. 2021 was really hard for me on the self-care, like my mental health, my connection. If you remember, I actually left my relationship. So I would have said this was probably around 5 or 6 for me then. And then I did this exact same exercise in 2021. And so for 2022, I knew that I needed to improve this. I booked Hoffman. I went to Hoffman at the beginning of February in 2022, which was a game changer for me. I really looked at my inner child stuff, any childhood traumas that I was carrying through, so that I could really work on this area. And I honestly feel like right now, my self-care, my mental health, my connection with my inner self is literally the best it's ever been. I would probably give it a 9.5, 10, because I feel so supported by my mental health right now. And sure, don't get me wrong, I still have, you know, harder days, but that is actually really, really normal. We're not aiming for feeling good 100% of the time. I always say, if you don't feel the ups, you can't feel the lows. And so that really is really important to acknowledge. Like, the goal isn't to feel happy and jolly like all the time. It's just really unrealistic. And if you aim for that, you're going to be really disappointed in yourself and harden yourself. But it is really important to recognize how much you are managing your mental health and how much you are pouring into yourself. So rate that out of 10 as well. Next, I would say is business. So business is strategy, like the purpose, how you feel about, you know, the success that you've achieved in 2022, the growth that you've achieved in 2022. And the same thing, rate that out of 10. Now, I always would say as well, don't put in a 0. If you're utilizing the wheel and you have it in front of you, that really messes this up. So make sure the bottom one is a 1 and really think about, where are you on that business scale? And, you know, what are some of the things that you feel you've done really well in business this last year? And what perhaps is there room for improvement on? I have some huge goals heading into 2023. And so where I started with my mindset at the beginning of 2022, even though there's been so much progress and so much growth, I actually, as I reflect on this and think about the goals and my vision for 2023, I'm actually going to put that probably around a 6, because I really want to be making sure that Boss Babe is a household name and impacts more and more women. Because guess what? I truly believe that we all deserve to earn more wealth. And having been through my divorce and seeing the power of actually having my own money is choice. Like, having your own money allows you to be independent, to make decisions, and however you choose and what you choose to do with that is completely up to you. But at the end of the day, money is choice. And I want every single woman listening to this to have choice in the life that they're creating and they're choosing for themselves and their family and their partners. So next is health. This is physical health, sleep, relaxation, exercise, meditations even. I always think about health. I really take a holistic approach to health too, like what I'm eating, etc. Am I taking my supplements, all of these things? So grading that out of 10 too. So maybe just take a second to really think about your health. Like, have you been getting 8 hours sleep? I read, I don't know if any of you guys have read it, we've had him on the podcast too, Jim Quick. He's like a brain expert. He had a brain injury when he was a kid. And so he talks about how you can learn better. He has a great book called Limitless. And he came and spoke about this on a podcast a little while ago. If you search his name, he'll come up. And, you know, the power of sleep, you know, if you're not getting 7.5 hours sleep each night, your memory is actually affected. Your mood is affected. And really just seeing that as very, very important to your health and how you can support that. I completely acknowledge that if you've got newborn children or kids, like, that's going to be actually really, really difficult. But what can you do that does support you in that system? Again, sometimes some of us are too busy to exercise, but time and time again, mental health and physical health improves even just walking. Like, if you can't even get outside and walk, can you get a walking treadmill? Like, what can you do that you're getting in 40 minutes of walking every single day? Because that is known to have a dramatic improvement on your mental well-being and your physical health. Just 40 minutes a day. That's it. Like, even if sometimes I just go for an evening walk with Darius, like around our block, and just chatting about our day. It's not like a hike or anything, but it's just getting outside and moving one's body if I haven't had a chance to exercise. Another one is love. Love, new relationships. I actually did this vision boarding, this wheel of life exercise before going into a vision boarding session with my girlfriends. They all came over. Some of us are in relationships, some of us aren't. And those who aren't, like one of them was like, I'm good with love. I don't want a relationship right now. And so my love, even though I'm not necessarily with a romantic partner, it's still at an 8 or 9 because I'm happy with that right now. I'm happy dating. I'm happy doing what I'm doing. Cool. And then one of the other girls was like, you know what? I've been single for a little while. I actually really want to meet my partner this year. And so I'm going to grade it like a 2 because I recognize there's things that I need to be doing. Like I need to be going on the dating apps. I need to be putting myself out there. I need to be like telling people I want to call in my partner. So what number is that for you? Then family. So I break down the quality of relationships, the energetic home life, you know, the people that are surrounding you, family, siblings. Maybe if you have children, where are you on that scale? Then there's social. Think about fun, recreation, time with friends. Actually someone DM'd me about this the other day. I always spoke really openly about when I moved to Los Angeles in 2020. I literally would meet people and I would say like, oh, I've actually just moved. I'm really looking for friends. Like if you ever want to grab a coffee, I would love to. And I had no shame about saying what I wanted because I knew if I spoke it, I would call it into existence. And the people hearing that would either be like, oh, I actually want a friend too. Or like, you know what? I don't want a friend and I don't want to go to coffee. And then I'm going to say it like that. But that's also cool because then they're not wasting and I'm not wasting my time or their time going for coffee when I'm actually looking for more of a friendship than just like an acquaintance. So really think about what you're putting out there and call it in. Don't be embarrassed by your goals. Don't be shameful about your goals. You know, share them, share your like vision and also be honest about with yourself, like where you're at.
Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Winter's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
And lastly, of the 8 on the reflections is finances, income, investments, savings, and budgets. Like I said, this is subjective. So your 10 might be at this level, someone else's 10 might be at another level. But really get honest with yourself. Are you paying enough attention to your finances? Is your income where you want it to be? Have you invested the money you've got? Are you saving? Are you budgeting? what you look at and what you look after will really grow. So what has been your attitude towards your finances? Do you have a poor money mindset right now that you need to be investing? And grade it accordingly on that scale of 1 to 10 so that you know where you need to be putting your efforts in. So when you've done this and you can actually literally join all the dots up, you should be able to see whether maybe you have a nice even circle, maybe there's like spikes in your circle where you're really high in some aspects and really low in others. And doing this allows you to realize where you want to be putting your energy. It allows you to see like, oh, wow, I'm really set on self-care right now, but my finances or my social are really low. So let me think about some things and really call in my vision for the future and what I want to be doing. All right. So this is why it's so, so important to start with this reflection before diving straight into your vision. Because as you do this, I want you to start journaling about your reflections on 2022. So when you're seeing this, you're like, oh yeah, you know what? My social was really low because I realized that the people in my life are not actually people that give me energy and that light me up. And maybe, you know, I want to think about the friendships and the people that I want to call into my life in 2023. Funny story, the society in Boss Babe was actually born through both Natalie and I feeling lonely as entrepreneurs. We were lonely in 2017 and 2018 of feeling like, where are our unapologetically ambitious friends? Like, I have amazing school friends, but I don't have things in common with them. They're not ambitious. They're not entrepreneurs. And it was really hard for me to have conversations with them. And so I went and saw relationships that I had with people like more in common with. So really think about that and journal so that then when you're setting your vision, you can be intentional about it. There's a saying about emails that if you like emails are other people's priorities, right? And if you don't look after your priorities, you'll be swept up in other people's. And I really think about the same stands for visioning. If you don't create the vision of your life, you're going to get swept into other people's visions and create a life that is not the life that you want to create. So really bear that in mind when you are going through this process, because I see this time and time again, just people not taking that first step and reflecting on it. So don't be that person. Go download this and reflect on it. So anyway, moving on. The second thing that I see is like the biggest mistake that lots of people make when they're setting goals, and this is where I'm going to start changing my wording, is they go through their goals like a task list. A goal isn't about a to-do list. It's not a productivity sheet. It's not a step-by-step process of getting somewhere. A goal should actually be your vision, like a vision of your future self. It's a dream. It's not about setting tasks to slowly get the thing done. It's about embodying the energetic frequency before you even have it. Like, so for instance, we posted a viral clip the other day where Oprah, Sarah Blakely, Ashley Graham were all sharing the number one thing that they had in common that helped them achieve what they achieved in their businesses and their careers. And it was that they created a vision. They embodied the person. And I always think, right, so I'm going to be really open and tell you guys, on my vision board is a picture of me with my body and a picture photoshopped at the front cover of Entrepreneur magazine, right? So I used my nifty computer skills and I took a photo of myself and I photoshopped it, or I canvaed it, whatever it was, onto an image of an Entrepreneur magazine. I printed that off and then I stuck it onto my vision board. Why did I do that? Because when I think about my long-term vision, I don't know how I'm going to end up on the front cover of Entrepreneur magazine. I just know that that woman who is on that cover, she is powerful. She is confident. She has impacted millions upon millions of women and helped them achieve their goals and their own visions. Like, that's what I care about. I'm here to help you guys make more money. I want to help more women build their own wealth. And so I put it on there because that woman shows up every single day. She posts on social media. She's vulnerable. She shares her story. She's an amazing leader. She does what she needs to do to lead a company that impacts millions of people, right? And so already when I put that on there and I start embodying that energy, I'm not having drama. I'm doing business. I'm doing big things. I've not got time for the petty little things in life. I'm not going to be stressed about things I don't need to be stressed about because I'm going somewhere. I'm going to that front cover of Entrepreneur magazine. And so I want you to just really think about that when you're creating your vision. You want to be embodying that image. So maybe, you know, something on your goal is like health, right? I want to be, have the body of my dreams, whatever that looks like. And guess what? That woman who looks like that, she fuels her body on good, nutritious food. She drinks that water. She takes those supplements. She has this morning routine. Like, she's doing these things and she has good self-confidence. She's not into body shaming. She's not into chastising herself and not looking the way she wants to look. She embodies and appreciates every single thing that her body has done for her on this mission to be its best self as well. So can you see, like, even as I'm delivering this, my energy is shifting. And so that is a number one mistake or second mistake that people make when they're creating their vision is they go through it like a goals, like a task list. Okay, to get to Entrepreneur Magazine, I need to be doing this, 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 this. And before you know it, you've got like a list of probably 50 things on there. Damn, that feels overwhelming. We don't want that. So just really think about, just embody, have fun with this, create a vision of a life that maybe isn't necessarily all going to be complete this year, but guess what? You're going to shoot for that moon, you're going to end in those stars, and whether you achieve it this year or you achieve it next year, it's going to happen for you, right? Picturing it as if these things have already happened, how would you behave differently? There's another story, like, you know, let's say you want to run a marathon, right? Well, you're not going to be able to necessarily just be like, oh my God, all of a sudden, I'm going to run that 20 odd miles tomorrow. No, you're going to like work up to that. And part of that vision of running a marathon is actually just, you know, putting the sneakers on and doing some more mileage this year. All right. So just really set those visions, set those big goals. The third thing is most people think about step five versus step one. So let me explain. Once they set their vision, most people think about step five along the journey versus step one. And then they get all stressed and all overwhelmed about all these things that they need to do to either run that marathon or to appear on the front cover of Entrepreneur Magazine. And then guess what? They get overwhelmed. They start beating themselves up. They haven't actually done that thing, that they're not close towards that goal by day four, month one, month two, whatever it is. And then they give up. They're like, oh, might as well not bother, right? The point is you just need to make the first step. So let's take, for example, the entrepreneur one. So to be a peer on Entrepreneur Magazine, maybe the first step is in doing that is having a clear impact, like getting really clear on the impact that I want to create, creating that business plan. Or maybe there's a step behind that for some of you, which is like finding your passion. Finding your purpose. If you want to go and create and start a business, maybe the first thing is just to do is to find something that you love. And I do have, if you need it, I'm going to put a link to a training in here, turning your passion into a profit that you can utilize, and you can take that training if that's something that you want. Maybe if we go back to the running one where you want to run a marathon, the first step isn't run 25 miles tomorrow or even run 12 miles tomorrow, like that's step five. The first step is, okay, let me go buy running shoes. Let me buy some new running kit that's going to inspire me. Let me get an app. Let me join a running club. Don't get so overwhelmed and doing all the things. The point is every single day is to make progress. So just like when we first started Boss Babe, I didn't set out to be like, wow, I want to build a multi-million dollar company. No, I started as a side hustle, you guys. I just wanted to make an extra $2,000 a month. Right? I had a goal, and I've heard this out the story too. Had a goal. Someone asked me, how much will be your dream income in a year? And I said, $200,000. He said, double it. And I was like, and it was then to that, took it to 400,000. I wasn't even 100,000 at that point, you guys. And I didn't know how I would get there. But I had a goal, I had a vision, I started embodying it. Like, okay, what does Danielle do who that earns $400,000? Well, she has a business, she's not working for someone. Okay, so what else does she do? She's delegating, she's a leader. What else does she do? She surrounds herself with people who are on a mission like her. What else does she do? She has greater impact. She's stopped trading time for money. She's doing these things. And so I just want you to embody yourself, embody that future, and be, take the first step. Don't think about step five. Just take the first step. So the first step right now might be like, right, okay, I know I have a lot of improvement to do. So I'm going to download the workbook and this Wheel of Life that Danielle is talking about. And I'm going to do that. And my second step is I'm going to come to that vision boarding session she spoke about, where they're literally going to help me create my vision. We're going to be doing meditations. We're going to be, you know, pulling boards together. We're going to be making desktop computer screens and phone screens so we can be reminded of that vision every single day. And guess what we're going to do after that? You're going to surround yourself with badass women like you, boss babes like you, who are going places, who are more interested in doing business versus drama. Be so conscientious about the energy that you are absorbing right now, okay? This is a new year. It's a fresh start, fresh habits. Make sure your habits are going to serve you. And when you fall off the wagon, because you sometimes will, don't beat yourself up about it. Hop back on and don't worry about it. Just keep looking forward. I hope you have enjoyed this behind the scenes Boss Babe Business School episode. It just felt really important for me not to do one that's 100% focused on business, but really just helps all of you on this journey that we call life. I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I've made, and I really can speak for heart. And when I say vision boarding and analyzing where I've been and where I'm going to is one of the biggest learnings and one of the things that I will pinpoint all my change stemming from. Like, I literally started vision boarding and goal setting and reviewing in 2017, and that's when my life changed. So I just wanted to pass on that piece of wisdom, and if it's worked for me, I know it's going to work for you, because I'm not special. I'm just like you. I'm a girl with a dream, but I just took action towards it. So if you loved listening to this episode, please, please, please share with me your goals. Message me, DM, share this podcast with your listeners, because I just really want more women believing in themselves. That's so important to me. And so if you have someone in your friendship group, in your family that you're like, you know what? You need to hear this podcast because you need to believe in yourself more, because I know you are going to go and do epic things, and I want you to believe in yourself as much as I believe in you, then please share this. That would mean the world to me. And I also know that they will probably benefit from the encouragement. Bye for now, and I will see you on the next couple of episodes. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode on the Boss Babe podcast, then I'd absolutely love it if you leave us a review. As a thank you, we'll send you our Side Hustle Success Kit, your simple, no BS guide to keeping track of everything that you need to do to start and grow your business. To access this freebie, all you need to do is leave us a review, then share a screenshot of your review with contact@bossbabe.com, and we'll send this must-have kit straight to your inbox.